GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Welcoming behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A from A Family for ME, me, meaning Maine, Rebecca Beal. Hey, welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. How are you?
Good morning, Rick and George. I'm well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fine. Yeah. We're just sitting here doing... solving all the problems of the world.
And creating even more.
Amen.
Have you got any problems we can help you solve?
Funny you would say that, right?
We have plenty of problems we need help solving.
All right, we're here to serve you.
Yes, we're here to help. But first, tell us, what's up with the pinwheels in front of Bangor Public Library?
Yes, we'd invite everyone to go down and take a look at the display at the Bangor Public Library. We installed 2,000 pinwheels and a banner. And I know that doesn't sound like
2,000.
That doesn't sound like a lot, but trust me, it takes two people 6 hours to install 2,000 pinwheels.
2,000 pinwheels sounds like a lot to me.
And the reason for the number is we really needed a visual representation of how many children are in foster care here in the state of Maine. When you say the number 1,800, we have over 1,800 currently. Mm. We step back and we say, wow, that's a lot. But having a visual representation is a whole other level of understanding what we need to do in the state of Maine for children.
It is an eye catcher. Saw it last night on the way home driving by. I tried to drive fast enough to make them spin around, but there was a Bangor cop right there. So I
never held you down before.
Stop it. Rebecca, these are kids that they don't want to live in foster care.
No.
Don't they want to live in the term we use is forever home?
Yes. We have right now in Maine about 500 of those 2,000 children are looking for forever families, permanency, adoption. So what we want to do is we want to do two things. We want to reach out and remind the public, first and foremost, we need foster and adoptive parents. We need folks to step forward and really consider opening their homes to a child. The second thing we understand is that not everyone's in that position. Not everyone is in a place in their life where they can make that commitment. So if you're one of those people and you're very struck by the number or the need, we encourage you to step forward and consider being a volunteer. We have all kinds of things that you can do, all kinds of roles that you can get involved in that will help make a difference. And next year, hopefully, we will only be installing maybe 1,000 pinwheels.
Foster parents provide in temporary care in some cases and permanent care in other, right?
Correct.
Right. I mean, yes. It could be a baby that needs foster care, but it'll eventually go to its mother. But there are some kids that will never go back to their parents. I don't know a lot about this, so I'm asking you. I often hear that people come in and say, yeah, we want a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, but the 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, not as popular, not as much in demand. Is that fair?
That can be true. We do have families that step forward and say we'd like to add a young child family.
We want a baby.
So we do gently tell people that foster care is not an adoption agency. The department is not an adoption agency. The goal is really to support these children, assist with reunification when at all possible. And then when that's not possible, we do ask families to consider permanency or adoption or being a forever family for a child.
Our guest in studio, Rebecca Beal from A Family for ME, and we point out the pinwheels in front of the Bangor Public Library, 2,000 of them representing the 2,000 some odd kids in foster care in Maine that are looking for those permanent families. And not every person is made or cut out to be a foster parent. It takes a pretty big heart.
That's absolutely true. But I would say that any person could step forward and help us to raise awareness. Keep the story of foster care in the public eye, mm-hmm. whether that's having conversations, hanging posters or flyers, joining us at events, and spreading the word. So again, we have roles, tasks, jobs for anyone who has a heart for this particular need that we have in Maine. And really, if you think about it, it's the responsibility of all of us. These are the children in our state.
Where are they being housed now?
So it's a variety of locations. Some of the kids are currently in foster homes that may be not necessarily the best match for that child's needs. But because we don't have a wide range to choose from, people step up and say, you know, I'm willing to take one more child. Sometimes children live in facilities if they have special needs and they need some extra support. They may live in what we call a residential facility. Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line is that these children need to go somewhere. We also, first and foremost, are always looking in the family to see if maybe there's someone in the family who's willing, able to step forward and be that bridge for that child to reunification.
Along with having a big heart, it does take financial resources to care for these kids, doesn't it? If I'm going to sign up to be a foster parent, I've got to maybe take a hard look at, do I have it within my budget to be as kind-hearted as I want to be?
So there are a lot of myths about foster parenting. And one of the things that we ask people is to have a stable income. We don't ask that you be wealthy, but we do ask that you would be able to support your household without the financial support that comes with being a foster parent. Mm-hmm. So that's what we ask. We also, some of the other myths, you don't have to own your own home. You don't have to be married. So oftentimes that's a barrier for people. They think they may not qualify. And I encourage folks.
You might not get many if they have to be married.
That's true.
Right.
I encourage folks, go to our website. We have, it's easy to find, afamilyformemaine.org. We talk about a lot of those myths, and we give you a way to connect with volunteer opportunities and to talk to a recruiter. So, and I just quickly want to mention this project with the Pinwheels would not have happened without our collaborative partner, Project Sparrow, a wonderful organization that provides goods and support for foster families and children.
Isn't it nice, George, to take a moment to not have to talk about the opioid crisis in our state and talk about something like this?
Absolutely.
That being said, text message to us suggests that we ask Rebecca, is the opioid crisis affecting the need for foster parenting in our state?
Absolutely. We've seen a significant increase in the past decade of children coming into the system, particularly infants. We have a huge need for people who are willing and able to parent infants who may have been affected by drugs during the pregnancy, and who are in reunification, as well as sibling groups and teenagers, because it's very difficult to find homes for groups of children larger than two siblings. And that's another loss for those kids.
Yeah, you can't separate. You don't want to separate them.
Well, you don't want to, but that's often the case.
Children are in foster care. I know this is probably be your mantra, but I'll say this again for the audience. Children are in foster care through no fault of their own.
Absolutely.
Circumstances, society, whatever, something broke down, something happened that makes them eligible for foster care.
Yes.
It could be any kind of situation, the parents unable to care for them.
That's really the bottom line, George.
Yeah,
they're in
really,
foster care
really,
because their parents are
unable to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And some will be reunited with their parents and some will not be.
Correct. Yes.
And so those that are not going to be able to be reunited with their parents, and I don't know how we know that, but I'm sure you professionals do, they really need a family.
Yes. Yes.
So they can grow up and become adults and move on in their own life.
Absolutely. We all need connections. We all need support. If you don't have a family behind you, who are you going to borrow $20 from when you run out of gas?
Yeah.
George.
Yeah. Thank you, George.
That's what I do.
Those are called grandchildren.
But, George up for that. Rebecca, in a way, you're asking us to risk heartache. I'm going to open my home. I'm going to open my life. My wife and I are going to look and welcome this child. And we, you know, chances are we're going to fall in love with this kid. And then we're going to have to deal with the reality that that child might go back eventually with the family that is his or hers to begin with.
Yes. So
how do you prep someone for that?
So when you step forward and say, I'm interested in becoming a foster parent, there's a good deal of training that talks about issues like loss within foster care. Yes, it can be sad. I think the important thing to remember is that we're adults. So we have some tools to manage our loss. These are children. So we need to help them develop tools to manage that loss. It is a reality of the foster care process. Absolutely.
Now, does that shy some people away?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that we've talked to many people who come up to our table at events and say, I'd love to do this, but I'm just afraid I would get too attached. I'm afraid that it would be too difficult for me to let go. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're not in the position to be a foster parent, we have plenty of other roles that you can engage in that will be a part of the solution.
In other years, I've been involved in programs where you were kind of like a foster father for a day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, take kids to ball games or to the movies or something like that. That solves a problem. I don't know if you do that in your program or not, but volunteers can help. They don't have to necessarily, if they can't, take a kid home.
Absolutely. We have volunteer opportunities that would give you some direct interaction with children. You could, for example, run an activity at one of our tables at an event. And we have some positions, volunteer roles, that don't. They're much more public oriented and about raising awareness. So we've got a lot of needs.
I'll follow up with just one tough question.
Mm-hmm.
In the society we're living in today, background checks.
Lots of them. If you're going to step forward and
you're going to step forward and take children, I know that you've got a long list of, and you should have background checks.
Absolutely. We need to make sure that people who are stepping forward to be foster parents, adoptive parents, and even volunteers who are going to have interaction with children, we need to make sure that that's going to be a safe situation for the children. We can't have children's welfare and safety being jeopardized. So yes, absolutely. If you're going to become a foster parent, we are going to support you, or someone from the department is going to support you in knowing that your home is ready, that it's safe, and that it's a place where you can fulfill the role you step forward to do. Absolutely.
You see, I see the scenario where you, Rebecca, comes to the home of Felix Unger, making a reference to The Odd Couple, and realizing, oh yeah, this is perfectly fine. This is great. All the ducks are in order. Or then you go to the home of Oscar Madison.
You're pointing at me.
Yes, I am. And you see, well, some things will need to be changed in order for you to do this. So whose job is it to go and tell the person, look, you have a big heart, but right now you're not ready for whatever reason?
So when people step forward and they apply, part of the process is a worker from the Department of Health and Human Services will go, and they will do that type of interview and that type of work. And if something, one of those tough conversations needs to happen, then they're trained and ready to have those conversations.
Rebecca Beal is with A Family for Me. You find them online at afamilyforme.com. All one word, .org. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.